The Virginia Regional Festival of Flight is coming up next week. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Dee Whittington, who's in charge of communications for the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight, which is coming up April 30th and May 1st, Saturday, Sunday, at Suffolk Executive Airport in Virginia. The event has been going on for a few years now, but not as long as I had thought off the top of my head. We want to start talking about that first. Dee, thanks for taking some time for our listeners today.
Well, I appreciate your interest, and thanks a lot for doing this.
All right. Let's start out with the history of the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight. This has become an event that is on a lot of people's calendars, and we tend to think of it as a heritage event, but I was looking at your website and learned that it only really started officially in 1997.
Yeah, that's true. I guess we often compare ourselves with the big fly-ins that everyone knows about, which have been around 25, 30, or in the case of Oshkosh, 50 years. But we did start in 1997. The planning started a couple of years earlier than that, interestingly enough, with head of our Department of Aviation at that time, who decided that such an event, pulling all the aviation interests of the state together in a weekend, would be a good idea. They'd been talked about for years, but never done. And so he met with all the EAA chapters, or all the ones who, most of them, sent delegates. And that's where the planning started. And he chose EAA simply because they already, the chapter network already was a pre-existing group that surround, you know, that covered the state. And he found that was a good way to start. So the planning started, and it was an interesting thing, and I've been pretty much with it since day one. And anyway, day two, let's put it that way. And then we've continued through then 10 years at the Dinwiddie County Airport, which is just south of Richmond, which is in the center of the state. And we grew there, and some years we did really well. In fact, we had our peak attendance down there, and had 638 aircraft, which was just amazing. We also had two terrible events in that we got hit by a hurricane once. I had to cancel, or it came through that weekend, and the other one, the hurricane came on a Thursday, and we held the event anyway with no electric power on the field, et cetera, et cetera. And that was a very interesting thing to do. But that's one of the reasons we've moved to the spring. And then we ended up saying, just sort of outgrowing the field, and moved, and had for years been invited by Suffolk. Suffolk is down in the, as people may know, down in the Hampton Roads, the southeast corner of Virginia. And the airport, in fact, is only 15 miles north of the North Carolina line, about 40 miles west of Virginia Beach. But anyway, they had kept saying, come down, come down. We can do all sorts of things to help you out, that we'd love to have you. And so the board voted and finally decided to take up their offer. And one of the interesting things was, I'll quickly say, is that for 18 years, they've had the Suffolk Peanut Festival down there on the corner of the airport. And for that festival, they have put in electric underground service and water, and paved some, let's call them streets. That whole area done a lot of infrastructure installation, and the neat thing is we get to use it. Their event is in October. We're in now the end of April, the 1st of May, so it works out really well.
You talk about how someone had wanted to do this for a long time. Let's talk about briefly about aviation in Virginia in general. Your state aviation department has been more active than most in promoting general aviation in your state.
You can say that again. In fact, I'm convinced that we have the best state aviation department, and have had it for years. It's just amazing. We also, back in the late 1980s, had a governor who, as part of the transportation bill, smartly included a percentage for aviation infrastructure and general aviation airports, as well as the airline airports, and not just 100% roads, which often happens. And that has made a big difference, too. But yes, it's when you look at everything that Virginia's done, and we've got Randy Burdett now, who's the head of the department, just doing a super job in all sorts of neat ideas and real leadership for the nation on what you can do with infrastructure for you know, the airports. The one of the things they're going to do is, and very close to it, is putting AWOS on every public use airport, and leadership and ADS-B, and just all sorts of things. So we're lucky. We really are.
Wasn't there an ambassador program started a few years ago that allows you to earn awards? And some of them are pretty nice for visiting various aviation sites around the state.
Oh, absolutely. That was his idea, as far as I know. Again, Randy's idea, and it's being now copied by other states, which is great. And it is called the Virginia Aviation Ambassador Program, in which you get a little pre-printed booklet with that you can carry in your breast pocket. And you have to do a number of things, such as visit airports and go to a safety seminar and visit, I think it's 5 aviation museums in the state. And the whole idea is to get you to really know and go to all the various things that are available in aviation. And there are 3 levels of sort of prizes, you might say, that the aviation department pays for. And the top one is pretty slick. It's a leather flight jacket, a really nice one with a your name embroidered on it. So it's been a very popular program. And I hope to start doing that seriously when I get my home built flying. Right now I've got a few entries, but been focusing on building rather than flying.
All right, Dee, let's talk specifically about one of the big draws that is going to be at the festival this year, and that is the Spirit of Freedom. That's a Douglas C-54. Where did you find it? How did you get it to come in? And what's it going to mean to the festival?
Well, the C-54 is called the Spirit of Freedom. Many people may be familiar with it. It has been around for, I think, 18 years. And the how was, this was something that Judy Sparks, who's our just works all the time manager, the fly-in manager. She's been the manager of the event since day one. She wanted to get this particular airplane to come. And she finally convinced the, interestingly enough, the airport manager, Kent Marshall, to, he had various funds available to essentially come up with the money to pay for 500 gallons of 100 low-lead. And that's what it took. And we were lucky in that the airplane was south of us and was going to go north to its home in New Jersey. And so it was going to be coming over the state anyway, and that helped. But that's basically what happened. Is she kept trying to figure a sponsor one way or another, and ended up with essentially again the city of Suffolk and the airport, you know, coming through in spades. That airplane is interesting. If you go on the website, which is spiritoffreedom.org, I'm sure a lot of you have certainly some memory or some from history books what the Berlin Airlift was about, and that's what this is. It's a commemoration of the Berlin Airlift. It's a flying museum, 4-engine C-54, essentially a DC-4, and it's just a neat airplane and a wonderful part of history that it makes come alive with its displays in there. And of course, it's run by a nonprofit foundation, and they need support in order to keep the plane flying, which it is doing now.
And I'm amazed at how many World War II era warbirds are still in the air. And I have to think that it won't be too many more years before all we can do is tell our kids and grandkids about what they were like, because the costs of keeping these things running are getting prohibitive.
Yeah, and especially with something like this, with 4 big radials. It's just, I know there's still some shops around that will work on them, but, you know, parts and other things, it's pretty amazing they keep this thing flying. So we're looking forward to it arriving on Friday at about 5 p.m., the 29th, and we're going to park it on the end of runway 15, which is a closed runway. It'll be right adjacent to the fly-in grounds and also adjacent to the road, the highway that comes by the airport there, so it'll be a great sort of living billboard. And so we're excited about it having, because we've never, at Suffolk, we've never had this. We actually had it come back when we were at Dinwiddie once. So this is actually our second time around for having Spirit of Freedom visit our fly-in.
Well, if there are any non-aviators planning on coming to the festival because they live nearby, you'll have a lot of people who live nearby this one who did not live nearby Dunwoody.
That's absolutely true. And so I'm doing my best to get the word out through various things, because that is a big area. Hampton Roads has a 1.5 million or more people within a 45-minute drive. So we're trying to pull those people in.
More with Dee Whittington of the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with Dee Whittington, who handles marketing and communications for the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight. One of the ways in which the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight has overperformed for an event as young as it is in forums and seminars or workshops. You handled that for a while. I know you've handed it off as a committee function now, but tell us a little bit about what people can look forward to, what aviators and builders can look forward to at this event in that regard.
Yes, I must say I did, you know, organize the forums for a number of years, and another person has taken it over, which is good because I was just overwhelmed with what I was doing. But anyway, what's available this year is really neat. Go on our website and you'll see the complete schedule of 2 days of forums, and everything from Kent Miss Gades talking about Aviation Fuel Club and sport fuel to a special one on light sport aviation. And if you want to know more about the specifics of light sport, Dick Kohler will be there again. He's won the 2007 Tony Bingeless Award up at Oshkosh, and he's just a super speaker and very knowledgeable person. He'll be talking about LSA maintenance requirements and the new 406 ELTs and all the facts about that. For the first time, we're going to have two different people talking about propellers, propeller maintenance, as well as balancing. Just a very wide range of different speakers and different topics. We'll have a riveting workshop. So if you are thinking of building an airplane with sheet metal, we've got people to do that. Or if you're doing what we call tube and fabric, then we have a real pro who is on the staff at the up in Washington at the Air and Space Museum to teach that. So we've got a lot of really good people and a very wide range of forums and workshops. So take a look at the website. You'll be amazed, I think, that what we've managed to get through. We really have a bigger selection of forums and workshops that I can see of any fly-in on the East Coast. So we're very proud of that.
One of the big differences I see between some of the major events that have workshop schedules this sophisticated is that your admission fees are very reasonable. Talk about a little bit about that and anything else you want to about what people should know coming into the gate.
Well, yes, we do our best to keep admission fees very low, but we do, you know, there are some fairly major costs to running something like this. Renting tents and all sorts of things that cost money. It's always amazing. But what we ask is if you drive in, if you're 14 years or more older, $10 for the day. And then if you fly in, we cut it to $5 for anyone who flies in. And that helps, not totally, but that helps, cover the cost for the whole event. We're also having this year a Young Eagles rally on Sunday only, because Saturday is just way too busy with airplanes coming and going. So we're hoping to get a lot of kids for that. And we also have an adventure flight sort of a thing where you can sign up and just, depending on your horsepower, fly a triangular course. And against the clock, and it's sort of a fun event that's been started by one of our longtime volunteers who, same sort of thing that used to be held down at Sun and Fun. It is no longer now, but we've resurrected it. Anyway, so we have pancake breakfast each day and in a large tent. We have other food vendors throughout the day we have a bunch of vendors who sell airplanes or airplane parts and can give you demo flights, and especially with our vendors tend to be more from the light sport category rather than the heavy iron, though we will have Piper there. So, you know, it's quite a range. Again, the website, which is virginiaflyin.org, and it's just Virginia Flyin with no punctuation. Go to that website and you'll see that all the listings of what's going on for the 2 days. And what we still could stand, if I can just plug here quickly, is click on vendors, volunteers, and, you know, this doesn't happen without hands, and it's a lot of fun, and you get to meet some wonderful people and learn more about how the fly-in works, and if you can sign up right on, that's something we pioneered, too, is the online sign-up for volunteers, and if you do that fairly quickly now, you'll get in the mail a pass and for getting in, and also a free lunch, and if Saturday evening, the volunteer dinner, and just the satisfaction of knowing that you're helping support a really wonderful event for aviation on the East Coast.
If someone wants to see the Spirit come in on late Friday, is it possible to do that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we'll be. That's our second setup day, and the main gate, as you turn in off 1332 and come into the airport there, it'll be obvious. You can come in, and we're expecting the plane to arrive about 5 o'clock. So I've got some local TV stations lined up. Hopefully they'll put that on the 6 o'clock news, and it'll make a big difference for local people knowing it's going to be there. So, yeah, that should be wonderful to see it come in and maneuver it up there on the end of the sort of a tight area at the upper end of runway 15.
All right. If anybody wants to fly in, it's the Suffolk Executive Airport, or KSFQ. And if you're driving, there's a great set of directions from every direction available on the website at virginiaflyin.org under arriving. Dee, I want to wish you all the best of success with the event. I don't know if everybody else feels the way I do, but the way this winter has been, I'm itching for spring, and this is a great opportunity to celebrate its arrival.
Absolutely. And Virginia is so gorgeous this time of year with various trees and flowers out and that sort of thing. And just let me mention once more, go to the website. If you fly in, look at the suggested approaches. We have a marvelous illustration, photographic as well as diagrams, better than anything I think anybody does. And it makes it a safer flying if everybody, follows the suggestions and comes on in, and our parking people will wave you to a parking place. And if what helps them is if you put the two-letter code in your windshield so they know where you want to go. And those codes are on the website.
All right. Well, Dee, have a terrific event. We wish you all the best, and we'll try and follow up with you and see how it went later.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Paul.
Dee Whittington has been my guest. You can find out more about the Virginia Regional Festival of Flight online at virginiaflyin.org. That's Virginia Fly In as one word, no punctuation. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.